This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today I have the pleasure of interviewing good neighbor Victor Rodriguez with Mavit Stone Services. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. It's a pleasure to be on here with you.
We're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your company.
So my company is a family-owned company. We specialize in kitchen and bathroom remodeling. It's me, my brother, and my dad, which that's where the name itself comes from. My dad, he is a carpenter. He started off the cabinetry business and named his cabinetry business Mavit Service. And Mavit comes from Mateos, Victor, and Thomas, which is his three sons. So we stuck with that name when starting off our remodeling business, and it stuck with us since then, and that's how we got started.
You got some stone in there too, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So the stone is because our main focus when starting was kitchen countertops, bathroom countertops, so a lot of stonework. And my brother, he's a fabricator and installer for over 10 years now, so we stuck more with the stone because we had a warehouse space where we were able to bring in our own stone. So we started off with the stone, and as we been able to grow, progress, add on employees, learn more trades, we started taking on more remodeling jobs where we can deliver more of like a one-stop shop experience.
So how did you get into this construction? I mean, how did you get into this business?
Getting into it was more, like I mentioned, more of a family thing. My dad has been a carpenter for over 30 years, so he's always been in the field, and me growing up with him, he would take me to work with him, and I would always be around that. And then as my brother got older, you know, he went into the stone business, and so I've just been around that my whole life. So I guess that's sort of just something that stuck with me after I graduated from college, and something that I've grown to love even more as I'm able to transform, you know, older style kitchens or areas or spaces, you know.
I guess we need to do that more. The younger generation, they don't have no skills. I guess people need to be adopting kids and taking them out with them to work. So, Victor, what are some of the myths and misconceptions of your industry?
Misconceptions, I would say it's a little bit hard in the sense of, you know, how they say every project, you got two out of the three options, which would be fast, cheap, and quality, you know, so you can only really have two of the three. So a misconception would be, you know, that, you know, our workers, our service providers, we're not robots, we're not perfectionists in all areas, we're not a machine that's, you know, printing out like a 3D design. So, you know, there's got to be patience overall. You know, you got to have an understanding of what each project entails for its full complexity, and just being able to be understanding, as you know, humans can make mistakes for certain areas, but as long as the service provider is being able to stand by their work and have integrity behind their work, you know.
Okay, so if you want it right, it's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, outside of work, when you're not busy running your business, what do you like to do for fun?
So I'm a huge soccer guy. Excuse the background noise too. Just I'm on site right now, so we have a lot of construction going on. But what I like to do for fun is I'm a huge soccer guy. So I'm Brazilian born. My whole family is Brazilian, so soccer is in our blood. So I like to watch or play whenever I get the chance outside of work.
Yeah, that's a good workout, man. Let's change gears a little bit. Let's talk about one of your hardship life challenge, something that you went through and you can look back today and see you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
I guess what comes to mind would be hard to say. I would say the main thing, I wouldn't say so much that I had to go through it, but I definitely value it 100%, is coming from immigrant parents, moving out of Brazil to come and give me and my brothers a better life. I saw and, you know, heard stories of the struggles that my parents went through to get us to where we're at, and, you know, all the hardship that they went through, that they were able to guide me and show me as I grew up, you know, what routes to not take, or, you know, what might happen if we make certain decisions. I would say that has really helped us. That way, you know, I'm starting off on such a higher foot up front, because I don't have to go through these similar struggles that my parents had to go through to get to where we are today. I think that would be the number one thing. You know, luckily I've been blessed to have a great life, not go through many personal, like, financial hardships because of my parents. So I've been able to just build off of what they started for me.
It makes you appreciate things a little bit more. I mean, I was born in Jamaica. When my parents came here, we was on lockdown. We couldn't get out of the house. I mean, we had bicycles in the backyard. I think we used to just ride around in circles. You know, so that was, you know, when you come to a new country, you know, there's a fear, you know, getting in trouble or doing something wrong. So I can relate. I want you to tell the listeners one thing they should remember about, and I'm pronouncing right, Maverick? Mavitt Stone Services. What should they remember about Mavitt Stone Services?
At the end of the day, we want to offer an experience to our end customer and future customer. And it shouldn't necessarily be a one-time transaction between us. You know, obviously, remodeling a kitchen or bathroom isn't the cheapest of services per se, as it, again, entails a lot of projects within the project. But we would like to offer an experience to them to where they're able to come into our showroom, select out every single piece of their project, be able to go through it with me and my assistant as far as a design that they want to pick, and be understanding of each step that we'll take to get to their final outcome. In this specific field, there are many, there's much competition. There's many people who per se offer the same trades, but not a lot of people that might be, you know, rightly insured and licensed, or have the structure to invest into a showroom per se and all that. So we just want to stand out a little bit and just show that, hey, you know, I'm here to stay. We have a location. We invest back into the city, and we want to offer you something that, you know, has your touch as well, not be those people that say, oh, you can't do this, can't do that. You know, my goal is to give you exactly what you're looking for and do what I got to do to make it happen.
My listeners are probably looking around the kitchen, the bathroom, and say, something got to be done. What's the best way for them to reach Maverick Stone Services?
To reach them would be our website, mavittstone.com. Or just simply call our showroom and setting up either an estimate or an appointment for me to come by and, you know, take a look at what they want us to do. So I'm the one that actually does all the first initial visits and sees every project. So we could start off with, you know, me coming by and taking a look at what they want done. Or if they're just browsing and sort of want to take a look at specific items, they can swing by our showroom and see some of the slabs we have to offer and all the different items we have in our showroom.
Is there a number you like to share?
Yeah, our phone number is 772-418-3656. And it is a cell phone as well, so some people feel more comfortable texting while they might be at work or something. You're welcome to text that number.
Well, Victor, I really appreciate having you on the show. I wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Much appreciated. Thanks so much. You as well.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.